Free Fire Radio.
Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 this morning, November 2nd. That's right, it's Election Day. This is the time that if you have not already voted, you get up, you put your shoes on, your socks, or your socks, then your shoes, put the rest of your clothes on, or just a big old overcoat, and go out to your nearest polling place. And we're going to be talking a lot about that here in the next couple of hours, as we will with our guest, and also at 8 o'clock coming on, Phil Smith from KIXE. But I'm joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, and I agree, if you are not participating in the process, shut up.
There you go. You have nothing to, if you've got nothing to say about it, if you don't vote. Linda's not here today. She's on assignment, and she is busily achieving a bunch of things we have to have done today. But we're going to miss her, so I know she's listening right now, so hello, hon. Today, you need to vote. You need to get out and vote. If you haven't already done it, if you've already done it with through an absentee or a mail-in ballot, then I congratulate you. I ring the bell. I applaud you. Because it appears that, you know, that many, many times only 50%, maybe 56% of the people vote. In some cases, it's less. And when you don't vote, you have nothing to say about it, but you're just selling democracy down the river, as far as I'm concerned. If things are working right, it's because the people have voted. If people don't vote and they just let somebody else make the decisions for them, it's wrong. And not only that, you've got veterans. All the veterans who have fought in so many wars since the inception of this country fought for the freedom to vote. Yeah, the freedom of religion, you know, the freedom of speech, but that freedom to vote is huge. I still believe that we control our country through the vote. You know, people will argue with me all the time, oh no, you know, guys, they control this, they control that. Who's they, first of all? You know, the 642 people that control the world. But we the people, we get to vote. We went in one direction 2 years ago, and it appears that we're changing directions on today, November 2nd, 2010. We're going to change the direction the country's going in by electing the opposite party that's in. We're going to sweep out the other party, as happened 4 years ago in Congress and then 2 years ago during the presidential elections. People have said this hasn't worked. The things that have been brought up by President Obama and his followers in the House of Representatives and the Senate has not worked. If it had worked, they'd be reelected. But it hasn't worked. The economy is still in trouble. The billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars we've spent on stimulating the economy hasn't worked to what they said it was going to. And so today, you get to vote. If you agree with what's gone on for the past 2-3 years, then for sure, keep the incumbents in. If you disagree, then you change things. And that, I think, is what's going to happen today. That's just one of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about...
about them Giants!
Yeah, about them Giants! You know, I don't watch baseball. I you know, I'll come out and watch Colt 45s. I'll go out there because, you know, you're watching baseball then.
It's
you're
like
right there. You know, you're having a hot dog. You're having a beer. And you're sitting out there and it's, you know, and you're just having a nice time. But to watch baseball on TV, I'm sorry, my friends. I can't do it. I mean, it doesn't keep my attention. But last night, wow. We watched the last five innings of the game, and I tell you what, a young pitcher they have, I don't know how young he is, but he's got with the long hair, Luxenbauer, wow, could he throw? Then they bring in this closer that's throwing 98-mile-an-hour fastballs. and the Giants won. Congratulations, Giants. It's the first time since 1954, I believe, when gas was 20 cents a gallon and I Love Lucy was number one on TV. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:14 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. I think chat room's open,
isn't
it, Bob?
It is rather quiet in there, though.
Hey, Coach Bob, what's the matter? You not liking comments on baseball today? Hey, you know, we get this thing every day from Jumbo about these were the days. What happened on Tuesday, November 2nd? On this day in 1947, the world's largest and widest plane ever built with a wingspan of 319 feet 11 inches made its only flight.
The Goose.
The Spruce Goose, flown by Howard Hughes, flew this huge wooden plane, it's made of wood, over Long Beach Harbor at an altitude of 70 feet. The flight lasted just 1 minute. And that was it.
You know, I had
cost
no
cost $25 million dollars to build it back. It must have been costing $1 billion this year, not now.
I had pretty much no use for DiCaprio until I saw The Aviator. And in that movie, I haven't respected a whole lot else he's done, but in that movie, he did an excellent job of portraying Hughes and all his twisted genius. Hughes was an amazing individual.
Yeah, he was. Well, I mean, you know, he's brilliant in his own way. North and South Dakota were admitted to the Union today in 1889. The question is, does anybody live in North Dakota? Do you know anybody that's lived in North Dakota? I know people live in South Dakota because it's Sturgis there. Of course people live in South Dakota, but North Dakota, I'm not sure. All right, now, some key races to be watching, besides the ones, of course, here in town for our city councilors. I'm not going to handicap that race. I think everybody by now should pretty much know who is voting. Who is running. And, you know, the big ones are Reed and Engel, ones to watch in Nevada. Engel's got a lead on Reed right now. Of course, Harry Reid is the head of the Senate, Democrat. He's losing by 3 points to Sharon Engel in Nevada. That could be a huge upset. She's a Tea Party candidate. Buck and Bennett are running in Colorado. Buck, the Republican, is leading Bennett right now. That's another big state to be watching. And in Washington State, Rossi is running against, I think it's Patty Murray. Last time, it was a close, nasty little race with just a few votes between them. And right now, it's running even again. Rossi is running even with Murray with a state, you know, to become their state senator. And it's that should be interesting to watch.
Full coverage tonight.
It is. Well, you know, one of the other things that came up is the Tea Party in Reading have announced that they're observing the polling sites. This is front page news here, of course, in the Record Searchlight. And it's caused all types of consternation, it appears, in our city with a number of people. County clerk and Kathy Darling Allen has given them guides on what to do. And most of the time, the guides say is that you sit there, you're quiet, you can check the rosters, you can do that. But you don't sit at the tables with the the people working
at
the polls.
They, absolutely.
Nor should they. Nor can they stand out. Nor can they intimidate people. Nor can they do things, as we know, now infamous Black Panther back on the East Coast.
Don't borrow pages from Acorn's book.
Right. And, Bob, that's Bob's saying that. But the thing about it is we, as Americans, have a right to observe polling places. And, in fact, when you go into places that are somewhat contentious in their voting, you'll have both Republicans and Democrats standing at the polling place to be checking it out. I find that amusing. And we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, on KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. It's 7:20 radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:21. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hey, it's November 2nd. It's time to get out there and vote today. Make a difference. Make a difference in your country. Make a difference in your city and your county and your state. And you know you can do that just by walking out to your nearest polling place and filling out the ballot. Or you can just mail it in. As long as you get it mailed, and as long as you vote. Going back to the Tea Party saying they're going to be observing at the polls. The guidelines for poll watchers. They may witness or inspect posted copy of a roster at the convenience of the poll workers. Procedure for opening the polls. Procedures for voting procedures during the day and closing procedures. They're to remain quiet, not disturb poll workers or voters. Allow the poll workers reasonable space. They may not interfere with the poll workers or the voting process. Touch any voting materials. They may not sit at the table, discuss any ballot or political issue, be in an area where the voters are casting their ballots, intimidate or impede poll workers or voters. All over the United States, there are people that are observing polling places. This is not just Reading. Is it because they're Tea Party? Is that what's upsetting people? Let's go to the phones. Ed. Good morning, Ed.
How you doing?
I'm fine, Ed. How are you?
Hey, I could make a polling observation, but I'd like to go back. My comment is your, Carl, your earlier comment about the possible or probable change of majority party.
Possible.
Okay, here's what I understand. I understand why people are mad about the Great Recession, and I can even understand superficially why some people blame Obama. Okay, he's had a year and a half, almost 2 years. But what I don't understand, maybe you can explain to me, is exactly what is the Republican economic program, because I haven't been able to find one. So if you can break that down to me, I'd like to hear it.
Ed, I think, okay, this is what I think. I think their program is going to be repeal parts of the health care plan. That's going to, for the economy. I think
okay,
they're,
now,
I think, wait, well, you know, I'm not sure because I don't have anything in front of me. But this is, in generalities, this is what I've heard. I think that they're talking about cutting spending. Now, specific areas? No, I can't tell you that. So it's a pretty general type thing, but the people of the United States seem to be a little bit caught up in how they believe what Obama's doing isn't working.
Yeah, well, I just, in my opinion, the problem with that, the lack of specifics, presents the out of the frying pan into the fire possibility here.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. It could be.
Because if there really were, I mean, we were talking the last time about, I think there are lots of examples of wasteful government spending. I mean, for a Reading voter, probably the biggest example of wasteful government spending is the government sells REU electricity at way below market rates. But are you gonna advocate bringing a free market to all the federal power programs? I mean, I think that's a pretty good idea, for instance. But I'm just pointing out that the specifics all have cost to specific people. So you can say, hey, let's cut government spending. Well, the fact that, as far as I've heard, there are no specifics whatsoever indicates that is more or less insincere.
That could be. I think that the things I've heard was, you know, addressing the amount of money being given to illegal benefits or social benefits. I've heard cutting back in the military under the Department of Defense. I've heard cutting back.
Do the Republicans want to cut DOD spending?
I think I've heard. I've heard that from someplace. I don't know if that's. I know that Gates has said it, and I know that the Republicans have not pushed hard back on it. There's a place you can cut back. I think one of the things is that the funding for the wars. What are they going to do with that?
Well, that's a good question.
That is a question because Obama said he was going to end it, and he didn't.
The last 7 years indicates that you'd agree with me here, Carl, that starting wars is a lot easier and cheaper than ending them. And it's a little. I mean, at this point, there's going to be spending in Afghanistan and Iraq one way or another, not just I think it's in the trillions.
You know what? I'm kind of being put into a position where I'm having to defend a lot of things Republicans have done, and I don't want to do that either.
Well, but you're talking about voting for Republicans today.
Well, I'm saying is that people are voting for Republicans today. If you look at every one of the polls, it looks like the Congress, there's going to be a big change. I don't know if the Republicans are going to take over the House of Representatives or the Senate, but it's clearly apparent by all the polls and the way it looks right now is that there's going to be a big change. It may not be that they take over.
I'm just pointing out what next.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What is this going to do? And we don't know because they haven't said anything real that they plan to do.
Well, you know, the one thing that did happen when the Republicans came in during Clinton was that Clinton showed the politician he was, and a really a very bright guy, is he started his triangulation and started going to the center. And there was meetings, and there was actually, I believe, bipartisanship going on then.
Yeah, but again, Carl, there was a Republican center then.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party, and I'll give you this, the Democratic Party is probably going to be also more extreme because what's going to happen in this election is a lot of the middle-of-the-roaders, a lot of the middle-of-the-roader Republicans were knocked off in the primaries, and a lot of the middle-of-the-roader Democrats, the moderates, Democrats, going to be knocked off by Republicans.
So what you're seeing here is going to be even worse than it was before.
It's likely. I just don't see you can use the Clinton era as a model.
Well,
what is the point of compromise going to be?
Well, the reason I said that was to try to bring to see if Obama then would have to reach out. Now he doesn't have to. And you can say, oh, he did. No, you know what? The bottom line is that Obama's agenda, according at least to it looks like on the election today, has not been accepted by the voters. And we've got other people on the line. We've got to take a break. Hey, Ed, thanks for calling.
Take care.
You bet. Frank, you're on.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
it's election
Frank.
Election time, of course. And don't get the cold I've got. So I, like everyone else, have read the little article, I guess, in the local paper about the Tea Party going around to various poll sites and
Frank, monitoring. Hey, Frank, can I hold you on to after the break? Because we just ran out of time here. Can I hold you to the break?
I'm on.
I want to hear what you're going to say.
Yep.
Okay. We've got like about 20 seconds left. This is Carl and Abbott. Linda's on assignment. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. We'll get back to Frank. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:34. It's November 2nd. Linda's on assignment this morning. We miss her. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we have Frank. Thanks for holding over, Frank.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, Frank.
Well, of course, I encourage everybody to get out and vote today. And I was reading the article in the paper about the Tea Party going around to various poll sites, and I'm not sure really what they're doing. I don't know if they're going to actually ask people for identification. I don't know if they're going to try to identify what they consider felons on parole who actually cannot register and vote, or exactly what their purpose is. But if they're doing poll checking like your average political activist does, then that's another point.
Have you ever been a poll watcher?
Poll watchers who go to poll sites and with a copy of that precinct, and then they look at the copy on the door that the poll site manager has put up there, and every hour they line out those who have voted, and then you know who to call. Those who have not been lined out, you go home and call them or call from your cell phone to remind them to go to the polls.
So you
8 o'clock. Now, if they're doing that, that's one thing. But if they're out there, shall we say, asking people questions, are you registered to vote, are you an alien or anything like that, that's totally illegal. So I hope they're not engaging in that. I've been to a number of the Tea Party meetings, and some of their members, I have to admit, carry the Constitution beyond its parameters, in my opinion.
In your opinion. Have you been a poll watcher before, Frank?
For many years, yes.
Okay, so you go down there and you sit there, and you observe, right?
Yeah, on the outside of the polling location itself, because like I say, there's a list hanging outside each door of a poll site, and you just check that, and for those who are not lined out, you highlight your own list, and you go and call them to remind them to vote before.
Well, that's, you know, I can understand that. Now, I think the rules are real clear, is that they can't interfere by any way with the
right.
They can't touch any voting materials. They can't even discuss any ballot or political issue.
Exactly.
So, they can't intimidate or impede poll workers' vote. So, can say that is just because, you know, there's a front page story says that, hey, the Tea Party is going to be there. What if they had said the Democratic Party is going to be at all the polls? Do you think that there would have been a reaction?
Well, no, because the Democratic Party wouldn't be saying that they're not going to do anything but do the regular poll watching.
Well, did the Tea Party say they were going to do something else?
I don't know. That's a mystery.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think from what it said right here is that they said the same thing as any American, is that they said that observing the polls, they know better to interfere with the voting process. In fact, many of the group's members decided that since they've been so involved politically in the past few months, they felt obligated to volunteer as polling place workers, and they always are looking for those people.
Exactly. Right. And if that's what they're doing, that is one thing. But
right.
If there's anything beyond that, they're stepping out of...
I agree. You know what? I agree 100%. If they're out there politicking... You know, we've turned down calls today from politicians who wanted just to remind people to go out and vote, because that's politicking. That's, you know,
yep,
that's
exactly.
You know, that's their voice out there. And but it's the same thing, is if our citizens are out there, whether Democrat, Republican, Citizens for Democracy, or the Tea Party, if they're out there and they're just observing and being part of our political process, yay.
Yes.
If they try to become more than that, that's bad on them, and they should be pushed away from that place.
I know.
And
exactly.
And condemned.
You bet.
Okay.
Hey, good luck to all of us.
Good luck. Good luck to our country.
Thank you.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right. Hey, just to let everybody know, is tonight beginning at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. We're going to be going nationwide with the polling results from on Fox Radio. Plus, we're going to be going from spot to spot right here in our town to be doing interviews with people that are on or out there. We're going to be at the Democratic headquarters. We're going to be at the Republican headquarters. We're going to be at the soiree that Patrick Jones is having at Tobacco and Brew. We're even going to go down to Leatherby's to see Ken Murray, because he's talking about one way or the other he wants a chocolate sundae. So, hey, our guest is in the studio, Jim, and we're going to, as soon as we take a break and come back, we're going to talk about what happened with the North State stand down. Carl on the Box, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:42 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, or we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's gives you the type of coffee you want. Great prices, 50 different ways of fixing it. It's getting cold. That's a good place to go. And then, of course, their meeting room, which is open to the public, has free Wi-Fi. And tonight, Patrick Jones is going to have an election party there. And he's invited all the other candidates to come down and visit. So it sounds like he's got four or five of the different candidates will be there with him tonight to watch the results and the big screen TV they've got going. Our guest today, Jim Richards, is here from the it's from the Stand Down Association. Is it North State Stand Down or North Valley Stand Down? Now, Jim, we just completed that here.
Last weekend.
Tell us how it went.
It went excellent. Best it's ever been. I had a good staff. We added a lot of things in this year. And it just took off. And It got a little hectic with the weather. We had a little problem there, but...
Well, we had record-breaking storms the past weekend. It wasn't this past weekend. It was the weekend before last, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we had nine tents go down, and we kind of concealed them into the one building. But they took it just like a champ. They stayed in there and played games and talked and kept on going with the activities that we had.
Well, great. That's good. Now, how many people do you think you helped during this time frame?
We had approximately 270.
Wow.
It was a big one this time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds much bigger. Now, how many of these people brought their families? Was this including their families?
You know, I really don't know how many people brought their family. There was children there. They had their wives there. I think there was, like, I'm not mistaken, nine children that showed up. And they chipped in and helped us with their animals that we had there, the veterans' animals. And it kind of occupied them and helped them out a little bit. And the entertainment was great until the storm hit.
Now, from what I understand, you're helping them with misdemeanors also from Shasta County, and that played out pretty good.
Oh, it did. It was excellent. The Shasta County court system came down there, the clerks and the judge, and they blended right in. They put them in a good mood when they went in because it was right across from them. When they went inside, it was just like a regular court. They got sentenced, and their sentence were minor, and they worked it off before they left there on Sunday. And everyone that I talked to was happy. They were so glad that they came down there. I talked to the court afterwards. They said that they would love to be back, invited back next year, and we're going to have them there next year.
Well, that's good. You know, this was, and again, this was helping our veterans who have been on their luck. It was helping them with, you know, medical attention. It was helping them to, the VA was down there to talk to them about benefits that they've earned in life, not, you know, and this is important. The veteran earns these benefits. It's not like somebody walking in off the street. I've had, you know, if I've got a meth addiction here, somebody give me some money. These are benefits that veterans have earned while they were on active duty, honorably on active duty. You helped even with their pets with spaying and neutering, too, and you wanted to thank some people here?
Well, they didn't neuter that this year, but they helped with a couple injured animals. They gave them vaccinations.
Okay.
And that was Anderson Veterinary Clinic. They stepped up at the bat and took over. They just ran with it, and I'm very happy and proud with it. They want to be back next year, and we welcome them aboard.
Great. Who else? You said some other people really helped out here.
Well, surprising, we had a lot of the people that came in to get some help and stuff. They volunteered. They wanted to be a part of it. And I can't tell you how many hands I shaked. They're thanking us and saying it was the best that they have ever been to. And we had Sergeant Levy from the National Guard there as a cook. He took care of all the meals and everything. They were great meals, all the snacks and stuff. And then we had the entertainment. It was Dean from Round Mountain. He took over. We had a little problem with the weather, but we got through it. And all the ladies and staff that was there helping with registration, with clothing. Mark was running part of the clothing there. And then we had Deb from the VA. They did an excellent job. The clinic stepped up there and took over and did a perfect job. It was just compliment after compliment. I mean, I can't tell you how many compliments I got. I was kind of shocked.
Well, this is a kind of job, though, that you want to put yourself out of business, though, isn't it?
Kinda. It grows on you a little bit.
Well, yeah, but ideally it would be that we would have no homeless veterans, or veterans would be be able, you know, they have jobs and be able to, you know, they wouldn't need to come to this. That's ideally, you know, in an ideal world. I don't foresee that happening in the next few years, with the economy the way it is and just other things. You helped them get jobs, too. Is that correct?
Yes, the unemployment office was there, and they stepped up to bat. They took in I can't tell you the numbers on them, but I know that a few of them had received interviews for jobs, and they were just glowing. They were happy they got a job.
That's great.
And there I was just totally amazed at things that were going on and the smiles on their face that just really rocked my world there.
Well, we appreciate what you do, Jim, and this was great to help our veterans that are in need. And again, it wasn't a handout. It was helping them get back on track, see if we can help them with jobs, help them with their with benefits they have earned, clear up maybe some minor infractions here in the county, help them with some clothing, and just let them know that people are still in their corner. That's real important, I think.
It is, and it really is. That, like I said, I can't say any more than it was just. There were smiles on their faces. They came in kind of down,
yeah.
But it changed, and it was because of the personnel
care.
We had
yeah.
there.
People care about them.
And it was just a whole bunch
of... And
we
do care about our veterans.
We do.
And that's the thing about the North State.
That's why we're here.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
We will always be a backer of this. We will always do everything we can to help you on this for our veterans. You know, some of them are down on their luck, but it doesn't mean they're going to stay there.
It's a hand up.
That's right. Okay, thank you very, very much for what you do, and thanks for stopping by again today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 14, back on Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:52, and this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley and his gang put in the dish satellites. They do it quick. They do it fast. They do it professional. He's a local man. Been doing this since 1985, except time he's with the 82nd Airborne. Doug's got a package now. You can get 123 channels and HD for free with a rebate. That's right, for free. You need to give him a call at 244-1988. 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Jim.
Good morning, Carl.
You have a response.
Yeah, a gentleman called in earlier wanting to know specifics of what the Republicans are going to do. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say that because, you know, what they're saying is they're going to cut wasteful spending. And I have some things here that I would call wasteful spending that the stimulus package has done.
Okay.
$500,000 to study the impact people have on the environment in Nepal.
Ooh, that's tough. Yeah. That's a toughie there.
That's University of Michigan. $221,355 why young men don't like to wear condoms. $144,541 to Wake Forest University in Indiana to study how monkeys act under the influence of cocaine. I mean, I can go on. Pelosi's office funding went up 62% from $2.9 million to $4.7 million, including a bill for $200,000 for bottled water.
$200,000 for bottled water?
Yep.
They run the station for a year on that.
It goes on and on. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton wants to spend about $12 million to buy stoves for people in Africa. You know, in foreign countries.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just come on.
Well, you know, the thing is, here's what I like to see. As I like to see a, you know, I didn't see a comprehensive act on closing the border. You know, you want to spend money, spend it on closing the border. You want, that's just one of the things. And I think all people are saying that. That's not just Republicans saying that. Democrats are saying the same thing. Get a hold on the illegal immigration, yet we continue to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on that.
That's another thing that upsets me. All these people that, I mean, I have nothing against people coming in legally, no problem. But all these people that say, oh, you know, we need illegal, the illegal workforce.
Yeah.
Well, those are, everybody that I heard has said that hasn't had to worry about their job getting taken by an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And I'll
people,
take the rest of my answer off the air.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jeff. I'm sorry. Thanks. Jim, you know, the thing is that people think they're just, you know, stoop labor. It's not. It's construction. It's computer industry a lot. Now let's go to Jeff. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
This is Jeff from the Patriot Guard.
Yeah, just a little information here, what we're doing. Normally, you know, we do our veterans things for our fallen veterans and supporting their family, but Recently, we took over the care of the Veterans Park here at the Anderson River Park.
And it's a great job you're doing, too.
Well, working down there, I noticed a couple of the benches down there for other veterans, and we come up with the idea of a bench honoring Joshua Munns. And he was the young Marine, local boy, graduated from Anderson High School. Two days later, he joined the Marine Corps, and he did two tours in Iraq as a scout sniper. That means he was boots on the ground, sleeping in the dirt, and pulling triggers. So anyway, he took a discharge in order to sign up for one of those contractors to make all that money. He wanted to get married. So he did a one-year contract. He was 2 weeks away from fulfilling the contract. Their interpreter turned him in. He was captured with his, I think there was four other guys with him. And they cut off his finger, of course, to prove that they had him as a prisoner. And they made a couple videos of him. And he was under their control for about a year and a half. And tortured and, well, he was tortured to death, to be truthful. And
right.
I hope his parents aren't listening. But
so what we're trying to do is raise the money to buy a bench.
Yeah, we're starting a little campaign here to raise some funds. And we want to make one of those big, nice benches that they have down there with an engraving on the back of it honoring this local hero. And last night we started it off at the Tea Party meeting, and we were very impressed. We were just nearly overwhelmed with donations, so we're well on our way. And then on Wednesday, the day after the elections, it's tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
At noon, they're having a greeters at Anderson River Park, right there at the Veterans Park.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to be having free hot dogs and hamburgers and so forth and looking for donations again.
Okay, so that's at noon at Anderson City Park.
Yeah,
you're
right
at the
Veterans Park there,
yeah.
Inside of Anderson River Park.
And that's where. Now, where else can people give donations to, Jeff?
Well, we're going to put the flyers up around town, but I'm kind of the leader of this, this operation, and we have a non-profit account at the North Valley Bank.
Okay.
And it's Joshua Munns Honors Fund.
Okay, Joshua Munns Honor Fund at North Valley Bank.
Yeah.
You can go in there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're running out of time. So the big thing, though, is tomorrow at noontime at Anderson City Park, you can stop by. You've got a cookout going, and you can do donations there. And you can also do donations at North Valley Bank. Just tell them you want to donate to the Joshua Munns Fund.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, we really appreciate what you and the Patriot Guard do for our community. I tell you what, it's difficult to thank you all for everything you do. So just please, you know, let me thank you for our community. I know you're always being, and you know how much you're appreciated, you and the rest of the veterans that you know, that stand up for our veterans.
Well, we appreciate you, your station, and all the other supporters here. This North California, Shasta County are strong, strong supporters of our veterans. We appreciate that.
Okay, Jeff. Well, thanks so much for calling. And we'll keep this thing and we'll keep this thing going. We'll talk about it again tomorrow, and several times after till we get that bench built.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Roger.
Okay, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Hey, when we come back at 8 o'clock, our guest is Phil Smith from KIXE, Channel 9, our PBS station. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05. It's November 2nd. Get out and vote day. Get out. Get up. If you haven't already voted, get out. Get out of bed. Put your clothes on. Take the dog for a walk. Go down to your polling place. Go in and vote. You need to. It's your right. It's a slap in the face of all the veterans since the inception of our country, who have stood up to give us the right to vote. And I'm going to tell you that quick story about the Iraqi women, first time they voted, walking down the street, arm in arm, crying because they were told, if you vote, we're going to kill you. And they still walked down the street singing, and they voted and got that purple mark on their finger. Or they dipped it into an inkwell to mark that they had voted. First times in their lives. And they were told they were going to die if they voted. We can't get people out on a beautiful day like today to vote. So if you don't vote, shame on you. Shame on you. And you know what? Anything that happens to you after that, so what? You can vote through the mail. If you say, oh, I don't have a ride, here's a number for you. 226-3075. 226-3075. People will give you a ride to the polling place. Now, I didn't mean to admonish you like that, except I did.
Yes, I did.
You know what? If you don't go out and vote, shame on you. Hey, the weather today, it's 61 degrees. It looks like it's going to be a great day today to go out and vote. It's going to be today sunny with a high near 82. Are you kidding me? A high near 82, sunny, clear, great day. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards is a great destination. We were up there for their 50s party they had Saturday. What a great time, great band. Wonderful time up there. It's in Anselmo Vineyards, just a quick ride out of Palo Cedro. Hey, our guest today, Phil Smith, KIXE, brought reinforcements. So Phil, who's the new general manager, if anybody doesn't know that, I don't know why you wouldn't know that, but Phil Smith, new general manager of KIXE, brought along with him Rob Keenan, who is the director of content. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Carl.
And Miss Dawn Suttmiller, education outreach coordinator.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get in there a little bit closer to that. There you go, so we can hear those dulcet tones. Well, we've got to take a break here in a minute or two, but how's it going out there at KIXA?
It's going great, and I wanted to make sure that for all you folks, don't reach for that dial, because I invited Don and Rob to come, because I'm sure you may be getting sick of what I have to say, but there's a lot to say about KIXE-TV, and these folks are going to give you some additional perspective on what's going on at the station and why it's incredibly important for you all to support us.
Okay, look, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about KIXE, an alternative to regular programming, and why it is important that we keep this a very strong, viable force in our community. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, and we miss her. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting in the chat room, of course, KCNR1460.com. 8:12 in the morning. Okay, we got a couple other, before we get right back there, a couple of little things to announce. Again, seniors need transport to the polls, 226-3075. The Hilltop Estates, they're giving a free tri-tip lunch the second Tuesday of every month. That's Hilltop Estates. It's a military retirement community. It's at 451 Hilltop Drive, the second Tuesday of every month. A week from today, they have a free tri-tip. And see what else here. One last thing is that Governor Schwarzenegger has banned the welfare cards from psychics. I just had to throw that in there. Of course, psychics probably already knew that already.
Oh, darn.
Our guest today, Phil Smith, General Manager, KIXE. Miss Dawn Suttmiller, Education Outreach Coordinator, and Rob Keenan, Director of Content. All right.
Shall I dispatch with the first piece of business?
Yes, let's talk about that right away.
Democracy Now! Today is the last day for those of you who are members or wish to become members and vote on the issue of whether to return Democracy Now! Somewhere to our program schedule. This has gone on for about a week and a half. We're just trying to put this issue to bed. And I would encourage folks, it's not too late. If you get down to the station down on Market Street, or if you want to call the main number and get some information, or go to our website, which is www.kixe.org, you can click on the donate button, become a member, and email or call the station this morning. We're going to tabulate this afternoon, And I'll have an announcement just before the 6:30 airing of the news hour, and we'll announce the results and what we intend to do about it. And then hopefully we'll move on, because, you know, the big message for me that I want to give people out there is that I hate liver. No, actually, I'm not completely kidding. I really do hate liver, but the reason I said that was because my favorite restaurant in town serves liver. But you know what? I still frequent it because it's got a lot of other good foods that I really like, and KIXE is the same way. So for those of you out there who are disappointed by the outcome of this vote today, I would ask you to please support the station for the other 71 hours of programming, or 72 if the show Democracy Now! Does not come back. Please support the station. There's an awful lot of other good programs, Nova, Nature, our great kids lineup, and our external programs like Ready to Learn Literacy program. There's a lot of reasons to support us, so please continue to do that, and don't take your marbles and go home. So again, tune in at 6:28 tonight, and we will have the results of that election, and we will then move on to the many other pieces of business that are important to our community.
Now, you have to be a member.
You have to be a member, and that's only
as
right.
As well as you should be.
Because right. We're a member-supported television right. station. It seems right that those who have faithfully supported us will be the ones to make this particular decision.
Do you think that since all the attention that KIXE has had over the last few weeks over this was that PBR...
NPR.
NPR, PBR.
Yeah, folks, NPR is...
Not the Professional Bull Riding Association, but the NPR, National Public Broadcast, NPR Radio, saw what was happening, saw the attention you got, and they fired Juan Williams.
That's exactly right.
Now, I think that was it?
I will be honest. Again, I am a fan of Juan Williams, and I've listened to him for years. I'll withhold my own judgment on NPR, other than to say, folks, that NPR is radio. PBS is television. We're two completely different...
I know, but they see something at work.
We're two completely different media. You know, if Juan Williams happened to be out there in Reading today, and he'd like to stop by and be on KIXE, we would welcome Juan Williams. So anyway, okay. please keep us differentiated when you're thinking of donating, thinking of supporting. We're the television people, not NPR radio.
You're our local broadcasters,
that is
too.
Correct.
That's very, very, very important. Okay, what do we have to look for in the future here, then? Besides the announcement today at 6:28.
Okay, well, some of you viewers out there have noticed that parts of our program schedule changed as of yesterday, November 1st. The first most notable was that we moved the news hour from 7 o'clock to 6:30 on the main channel, which is KIXE HD. The news hour will continue to air at 7 o'clock on KIXE World, which is 9.3. It's our third channel. So, you know, we now have a little bit better mix of the schedule for folks that want to watch the news hour later. It's still there. For those who want to watch it earlier, it's on at 6:30. And that makes room for some different programming. Rob Keenan is our director of content, and Rob and I have struggled with how exactly to make the program schedule more appealing to our viewers.
We're still struggling, actually.
We're still struggling.
It's a long process.
Which is, before I throw this over to Rob, and he can explain a couple of other program changes, it's really important for you all out there to communicate back with us, because television is no longer going to be a one-way medium. And it's very, very important for members to get involved and to tell us what you want to see and when you want to see it, and we will do our darndest to accommodate you. So please keep in touch. Call, email the station. Rob, you want to talk a little bit about what's going to go on in our evening lineup, and also what's going on the weekends?
Yeah, actually, what I wanted to say first is that it's really important for everybody to realize that KIXE needs and wants to be more involved in the community, and it's really, really very relevant and really important for us to be a local station. And one of the things we're trying to do by moving the news hour is have a 7:30 program, which most people are familiar with, Huell Hauser programs. He's got, I mean, I wrote it down how many actual series he has. He has 8 different series, all with the name California in them. But Monday through Friday at 7:30, so we sort of gearing towards more of a local presence, we are doing Huell shows, 7:30 to 8, Monday through Friday. We also are having a presence, which we've had for a while, of Road Trip, which is an hour show, 7 to 8. And, of course, the goal from 7:30 to 8 on weekdays and on Sunday is to have more local presence. We actually have, on one of Huell's shows coming up, if you're going to look and find it here, we actually have, I had it written down somewhere, coming up, we have California Golden Fairs is one of the new Huell shows, and actually Trinity County Fair, which is up in Trinity County, is coming a week from, it's a week from Thursday. It's the 11th Thursday at 7:30.
It's a lot of fun for us to be able to bring you know, programming that has content about the North State itself. I mean, there are some great national and international programs, but, you know, working with HEAL is also going to give us access to more programs about you and your local communities here.
Yeah, and he has quite a few series that are sort of based about Northern California, Chico and Redding, and up into, we have one coming up on the state of Jefferson. Also, another really sort of tied into that, we are planning on doing a, on December 4th, we're going to be videotaping the Christmas parade. And for some unknown reason, because he likes as a guest, he's going to be participating in that as either man on the street or some sort of commentator on the street. And that should be pretty exciting. And our goal is to, our goal, whether it turns out this way, we're having some challenges of trying to make it go live, but we would like to actually have that be live on our air. It may be a delayed broadcast, but like I said, there's some challenges with that. But it's very exciting that HUEL is going to be participating at that level with our station.
Well, I think it's great that you're going to be televising the parade. I hope you can do it live.
Well, the main thing we're trying to overcome is finding a fiber optic connection or a microwave connection to try to get the signal back from downtown to our building. And you'd think in this great technological time of ours that that wouldn't be a challenge. But just because of the hilliness of the area and the lack of microwave connectivity up on Shasta Valley, we're struggling with that. We're going to get it eventually. But if we don't figure that out by December the 4th, then we'll record it and we'll turn it around pretty quickly, probably either later that night or maybe the next day. But okay, we'll keep everybody posted on that.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460. It's 8:23 in the morning. It's 61 degrees. It's going to get up to 84 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm very proud of Phil Smith, who's wearing his little My Vote candidate.
Hey, man.
You
I
got
was
in
there
and
at,
voted this morning, huh?
I was there at 6:55 a.m.
Were you surrounded by Tea Party people hitting you with sticks?
There was nobody there but one other gentleman who was there at 6:54. We both quietly voted, and no, there were no Tea Party members or progressives
hitting you with
or
sticks
anybody.
Or anything like that? Okay.
Nope, no shouting. Right. It was very calm.
You know, this is funny. You know, I love this community, and, you know, maybe we're a microcosm, but you see things that are being said and done. It's like, okay, look, guys, the election's over today. Can we all take a deep breath and get back to normal?
Well, we're all hoping so, because right now, I mean, economic times are hard for everybody out there. So, I mean, we're certainly no exception, and we are trying to build something for the future, because we really do believe that the North State's very blessed to have a local broadcaster, because without us, basically, what would happen is Sacramento would come in and take over this area, and we're trying to keep this as a local PBS station.
You know, speaking of parades, the Veterans Parade is going to be this Saturday at the city of Shasta Lake, and it is, you know, it's the largest parade in Northern California. I think it's north of Fresno.
Well, I'm going to be bold here and tell you that not this year, but next year, we're going to try to cover that parade. I mean, we're starting out with the Christmas parade here in Redding, but ultimately the goal is to assemble some teams of people who can be little production units and help us to represent many, many communities in the North State. So, I mean, I will make another appeal out there. Not only are we looking for financial support from, you know, business leaders and, you know, folks out there that have been blessed during this recession, but we're also looking for talented folks who want to learn TV production and want to represent your area out there.
And actually, I've been starting a production volunteer sort of team. And actually, anybody who's interested, young people, even people my age, can call in at 243-5493 and ask for me or Katie Connors. And if you're interested in doing video production and expanding from there, because we're actually trying to build a team of volunteers out there. So,
folks, TV is fun. I mean, it sure doesn't pay well. You don't work in this business because we're getting rich, but TV is a lot of fun. It's fun to participate in it, not just watch it. And so, you know, one of the live productions that we've got going on right now is the auctions coming up on November 4th, 5th, and 6th. And Rob, you want to tell them a little bit about what's going to happen with the auction?
Yeah, no, and I know everybody, it's trying really hard not to make fundraising dreadful for people. And actually, auctions are certainly fun. I mean, they really are fun. People tune into them, and they're actually enjoyable. And then some of the local personalities that we have on there make it, you know, Carl's been on there with his wife, and they've actually helped quite a bit. But it's It's basically, we're trying to make it entertaining, and there's a lot of items in there, and it actually does support public television, and hopefully it becomes more and more of a community event. But it's actually, we're having an auction Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, our holiday auction at 7 o'clock each of those evenings. And so tune in. And
well, not only is it a great place to get Christmas gifts from, but for those of you that have watched the auction in the past, this is my personal word to you that other than one single auction item, there will not be any white lattice on the set for this auction. We actually took the white lattice, and I believe we cut it into pieces. And actually, if there are folks out there that would like a piece of memorabilia, and you'd like a piece of the white lattice that appeared on every production that KIXE did for many, many years, please give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to get your souvenir kit of white lattice, because you will not see it on the air.
A white lattice wall there with your name on it, and little pieces of white lattice, you know. And a lot of people do bricks, we do white lattice.
That's right.
Another thing coming up, which we're still trying to sort out, is a lot of people over the years, men mostly, have been interested in the show called Red Green, and we are actually going for it. It's at some level, we need to have funding for the show, so what we're going to try to do is do some shows and increase some interest. And
what is it?
Red Green Show. You would love the Red Green Show. It's see, Bob Balanji here actually loves the Red Green Show. But it's amazing the amount of people who love Red Green. It's from construction workers to college presidents love Red Green. And it's basically, it's sort of a parody of men being men. And they have a lodge called the Possum Lodge, and Red's there with his nephew. And they just do wacky things, and they solve all their problems, and they fix all their things with duct tape. So, but we're actually going to be our goal is in December to have some sort of encourage you to participate and fundraise around Red Green, and hopefully we'll get funding, and we'll have Red Green back on our air.
So well, also for those of you that probably have noticed over the years, and again, I've only been here since June, but that a lot of the other interesting programming that was not PBS programming kind of slowly went away. And the reason that happened was because funding had dropped. And it dropped because of membership declines and a variety of other reasons. And so we now have a tall, you know, order in front of us. We want to bring that programming back. But the reason it went away was a lack of support, financial support. And so if you have other programs or you want to see this particular program, Red Green, come back, please tune in for our pledge specials. We're going to be working real hard to make them not boring, because I hate those program interruptions, too, and we're going to be trotting out some new things. We need for it to be successful to validate the fact, or vote, if you will, that new ways of fundraising will work and you're willing to support that, because I don't like the people in front of the lattice rambling on either.
I'd say we have like about a minute left. Hey, having been in front of the lattice that one time, you know, I think
you
the last
great
time,
in front of the lattice.
Well, you know,
Carl,
the last time we had, it was Cat in a Hat. And Linda ended up as thing one, and I had a hat on that was, you know, people would have paid money just to see that one. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about KIXE. We're going to be making a few more announcements, but also we're going to keep encouraging people to go out there and vote today. This is the big day. This is the big day to go out there and cast your vote and say, you know what, I've got a say in what happens to me. You may think one vote doesn't count, but I tell you, it does. It counts. And it lets the other people know, too, that you care. Go out there and get that sticker if you haven't already voted. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, you get a discount in that. And just remember is that when you go there, don't try to get your hair gelled or styled or your nails done, because that isn't what happened. They're barbers, man's last stronghold. No Oprah or Dr. Phil on this TV set. No. Anyway, a great place, great men, great Americans. They support our community. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Phil Smith, general manager of KIXE. Rob Keenan, who is the director of content, and Miss Dawn Suttmiller, who has not had a word to say yet, but is into literacy, and she keeps shaking her head every time she looks at these other two.
But we're all in good time. We're coming full circle here because we definitely want to talk about one of the big passions of a television station that does things other than television, and that is the Ready to Learn Literacy program. I just want to button up one more thing. Rob wanted to tell them about a new program on Saturday nights as we're trying to rebuild that schedule, and then we want to swing around and talk about some of the really important outreach programs that the station does.
What we're trying to do on Saturday night is be consistent. I think that's where Red Green's going to live.
And be entertaining has been a major goal
exactly.
of ours is to not be dull as dirt and to have a sense of humor. So.
And we've sort of been directionless at Saturday nights for a while, but we're trying to do some entertaining stuff. Right now we have 8 o'clock. After Lawrence Welk at 7, we have 8 o'clock. We have Wood Songs, which is a radio show that's been turned into... It's a music, sort of folk, that kind of music.
It's a multi-generational show as well.
Yeah, it actually appeals to a lot of people, and that's good. And we're trying to do the whole evening where it's an entertainment, Wood Songs at 8. Hopefully, depending on the interest, Red Green at 9 o'clock. And then we move into the evening as the rest is pretty much music, where we have some jamming at Hippie Jack's at 10 o'clock, and then Sun Studio Sessions, and then, of course, Austin City Limits at 11 o'clock for that. So what we're trying to do is basically have the music shows and trying to be more entertaining and have a broad spectrum that appeals to a broader audience. I mean, I know a lot of Saturdays have been pretty much all over the map since we got rid of the movie package, which is extremely expensive. That's why we don't have movies. People would love to have the movies back, but they are incredibly expensive. So we are doing some other programming that will hopefully appeal to people and will be entertaining and something that you can tune in and relax on a Saturday evening.
How about a local music show?
We actually keep talking about that, and we keep trying to figure out how to do that. We are in discussion with a few groups and whether we do it. Actually, logically, easy thing to do would be to either shoot it at KIXE or have it at one of the other venues that actually have a production set up, like Old City Hall has a production set up over there. The shoot on location is a little more challenging. We don't really have the equipment for it necessarily, but we can probably get up to speed on that relatively quickly.
Well, we have a lot of dreams that we know where we want to go, where we need to go. But again, that's part of where the business folks and the membership and the foundations in the North State need to get behind us because, you know, we're doing everything we can with everything we've got, but we still need more help if we're going to grow the station and become, you know, even more central part of our community in the future. Let me tell you real quick, one of the other things that's going on, and please call the station or look at our website, is our raffles going on right now as well, and that's to raise money for a number of programs.
What's that number?
243-5493. 243-KIXE.
Thank you, Rob. I still have memorized that phone number because I don't call it. But one of the things in particular that's happened here, and we can talk about this because it's political season, is about 2 weeks ago we got the word that as the state government was cutting budgets, one of the things that they cut was a program called the Early Childhood Development Grant Block. And that was something where we'd actually signed a contract with the state that they were going to continue to support our efforts for literacy outreach in the community. And we had already had that program going for many years, including the fiscal year starting in July. And we got word that they just completely slashed the entire program. And so that that caused us to get another $28,000 hole blown in our budget. And a lot of stations, this has happened across the country, and they've simply shut down their programs because those folks that work in the literacy programs, the outreach programs, are not part of the core budget. And so when their funding dries up, they just shut the program down. At this point, we're hanging on. I mean, we really probably fiscally should have cut the program, but we're just refusing to do it at this point and trying to pay it out of the station's general budget. But I'm going to turn it over to Dawn to talk a little bit about this program, because for those of you that think that KIXE is just television, it's not just television. And this program is responsible for distributing thousands and thousands of books and doing other outreach to our community to aid literacy. Dawn, you want to tell us a little bit about your program?
Well, good morning, everyone. And no matter where you vote, you want to vote for literacy because literacy is the key policy for getting our children
Amen.
Great education, getting our children in good-paying jobs, getting our children to be great, productive citizens. So if you really want to make a difference when you vote, please vote for KIXE's education outreach program because we really need your help. We've actually lost all of our funding. Many years ago when I started in 2005, funding was gone away. We had always still had enough to pay my salary. I'm a staff of one. I cover 10 counties. I go out and do trainings for free trainings for your parents, your teachers, your educators, story times for your children. I've sat there and given some of the babies their first book that they have. I'm going to try to not get teary-eyed, but this program is dear to my heart. I'm a mom. I'm a teacher. I care about children. I care about this community. We've had this program going by just the little hairs on our chinny chin chin, and I like to refer to us as the little station that could, but I'd really like to call us the little station that can't. But to do this, we need you to be in part of that can and help us. Help support us. Become a member. You can even make a donation strictly to the Education Outreach Program. We've served over 40,000 families and children in the past 5 years that I've been coordinator. We've given out more than 15,000 children's books.
And we give those books free to the general
public. Free, excuse me. Our program is free, F-R-E-E, free.
I think if you had seen the line of kids that were lined up at the library last Saturday, it was really neat just to announce that we were going to give away some books and the turnout we had from folks that wanted to get their child a free book.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. Let's come back and let's get back into that because literacy is so important. I mean, an educated public usually makes educated decisions about which way our country goes. So literacy is so important. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment today. It's 8:45 in the morning. It's November 2nd. Go out and vote. The weather today right now at 61 degrees. It's going to be up to 84 today. It's going to be beautiful. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo's, our favorite place to go out to for dinner. It's a great drive out there. It's beautiful. The ambiance is great. You'll like it. John Stadelli is the finest chef. And his people are so well trained that he just looks at them and they cook expertly. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite off of Airport Road. Doug Tooley has a local guy, puts in Dish Satellite, guarantees his work. He's got a great deal right now with a rebate that gets you like about 123 channels and HD for free. That's right, for free. You get a rebate back, and you will have TV for all the playoffs, football games, Christmas, and NBA season has started. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay. I think we're going to the phones. Jay.
Morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jay. How are you?
Good. Trying to get from the speakerphone to the normal part here. Hey, I just wanted to praise the gentleman over at KIXC. You know, I remember going to some of the fundraisers at Viking Skate when I was a little boy and got to see Big Bird and all excited.
Yeah,
now my
Big
daughters
Bird
are doing the same thing. And I just really love the programming they have, and I think they're doing a great job.
We appreciate that a lot. I mean, the programming is good. It's going to get better, and it's going to get better faster if we have folks like you supporting us, which we appreciate it a lot.
Well, I remember my parents doing contributions, and, you know, I'm my daughters love, you know, Cookie Monster and all the different stuff. They're 4 and 1, so they're in that perfect age bracket there.
Well,
so
please bring them down to the parade because Cookie Monster and Big Bird are going to be in the parade, and the Grand Marshal for the parade this year is none other than, Rob?
Cat in the Hat.
And Thing 1 and Thing 2 will also be there.
Oh, well, they'll love that. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, gentlemen. You're doing a great job there. And
and thanks to Dawn, too, who's in charge of that literacy program that may put books into the hands of kids like yours.
Yes, Jay, well, you're a great parent.
I know you guys sometimes send some of your people in costumes over to the library as well. My daughters will love that as well.
We'll do it.
Great,
Jay. That's pretty great. And, on a little side point, I love November 2nd. You can just hear the crying and gnashing of teeth from all the way from my calf, you know. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, too.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Okay, going back, okay, Don, let's finish up what you were talking about on the literacy now.
Well, apparently we didn't see Jay and his family at our Day of Literacy and Play. I'm disappointed, but I hope we are able to have another one where we can see his whole family.
He'll make the next one. He'll make the next one.
So this was our third annual event. Most people don't know that November 1st is National Family Literacy Day, and it's an event that I've brought forth just about 3 years ago that the station has fully supported. We've done a free event for 3 years where the first year we had 400 families come out and participate. Last year was over 650 people, and this year the tally is still not totaled because I was writing a grant last night late, but we're estimating about 600 to 700 people came out. Children, most of them received three free books. They got to see an animal show from Turtle Bay. They made homemade books. They did a book walk. If you ask what a book walk is, it's a lot like a cakewalk, except it's healthy, no cavities. The children walked around, they did exercises, and they got free books. Besides our literacy promotion, we really promote being active, healthy, and fit, and having healthy snacks. Most people don't realize our TV station goes out and does trainings. We're not just shoving TV down your throat. More than a year's worth of research has gone back into each of our children's programming. It's not just about entertaining your children. It's about enlightening them. It's about educating them. I know when I was little, I grew up and I watched Sesame Street, learned so much. I love bringing that joy out, bringing Cookie and Big Bird out into the public and seeing children's faces, and often parents' faces light up with seeing them.
How many of you out there watched Sesame Street and are familiar with those characters when you were kids? And now that you're grown-ups, you know, you're the leaders that run our foundations in the community. You're business leaders. You know, maybe you're in the cattle industry or the timber industry. You know, you're a mom with your own kids. You're the folks now that got to support this station's efforts. If you want to pass that educational experience that you had onto your children, and even if you don't have children, for the other children in this community, whether they're your grandchildren or your neighbor's children, I mean, literacy is incredibly important, and it's not going to continue without each and every person's support out there.
Okay, we're going to take another break here. Our guests are Phil Smith, the general manager of KIXD, Ms. Dawn Sutmiller, who is educational outreach coordinator and doing a great job, by the way.
Thank
Ms.
you, or
Dawn.
Just Ms. Dawn.
And Rob Keenan, who is the director of content and who is just working himself. Hey, by the way, if nobody's seen Rob Keenan, all right, you can laugh, you can say it. Look at an old picture of Wild Bill Hickok. He looks just like him. Look at his face. Picture him with the big hat, the frock coat, and the red sash. I'm telling you, the man is an exact replica.
Yeah, his nose is a little more pointy, but yeah, it's unbelievable.
And his mustache.
I look in a mirror.
And the mustache. Okay. Linda and Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
I won't, no, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's been on assignment today. Good morning, November 2nd. It's Election Day. My friends, if you have not gone, if you've voted already via the mail, please go out and vote today. Make your voice heard. It's so important. Now, starting tonight at 6 p.m., we're going to be doing coverage, wire-to-wire coverage from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. tonight, national coverage on the election process, the elections, how they're going via Fox News. Plus, we're going to be out on the street going to different groups of people, Democrats, Republicans, this party, that party, and we are going to see and be feeding that back. Bob's going to be here in the station.
Yes, and we'll be firing up the KCNR chat room and taking comments and all that sort of good stuff.
That's right, and the reason is that we want to be out there. We want to report what's going on in our community and let you all hear what's going on nationally. We'll be getting local and national news in. And hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We're going to be there because Patrick Henry Jones, who is running for re-election for the city council, is having an election party there, and he's invited several of the candidates. So you're going to have four or five candidates there. We're going to be also talking via the phone to Doug LaMalfa, Jim Nielsen, and a few others.
It has been said, and I sincerely agree, that when you vote for the person who sits on your city council or supervisor or school board, that person has so much more impact on your life than what's going on in Washington.
That's right. You can change what happens in the city and the county. and in the school board. You can't necessarily change right away what's happening back in D.C. Okay, anyway, the election headquarters there for a lot of candidates are going to be there at Tobacco and Brew, starts between 6:30 and 7, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Phil Smith, Don, Miss Don, and Rob Keenan, all from KIXE. Phil, we've got about 4.5 minutes left.
Well, I want to do a quick round robin, because we've just hopefully laid out for you all reasons why to support us, whether it's the literacy programs, the new programming initiatives, the local programming initiatives, and, you know, even handling the Democracy Now! Vote in a way that supports the members who support us. But I want to run around real quick, because we talked about voting. You know, there's ways that you vote with your dollars, there's ways that you vote with your ballots. But I want to talk real quick about, for those of you that want to support, again, whether you're a business leader, a teacher, administrator, parent, if you want to support us, here's how you can do it. First of all, Dawn's going to tell you about our kids' underwriting.
Yes, because we have a great general manager at the station who cares about the community. He's keeping this program going. I'll be doing underwriting. It's kind of like saying advertisement. You can help support the station. You can get some on-air play on our station. Actually, we have 3 channels now, and some of that money will go back into our education outreach program and keep it going.
So your business can be associated with the quality children's programming as well as the other adult programming.
Definitely. We can say something like, Curious George, sponsored today by your business. So call me at 243-KIXE or email me at readytolearn@kixe.org. We'd love to keep this program going and help your business out as well.
And, of course, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we've got the auction coming up. Rob, tell them again about the auction, how they can get involved in that, even if it's just to do a little Christmas shopping, and the raffle.
Basically, we have, like Phil said, we have a couple of things with the auction and the raffle. The raffle's going on right now, and it's going to wrap up. And more importantly, the auction, once again, 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And call in. We got lots of items. Go online at kixe.org. And just click on the auction button, and it'll show you all the items that we have available for this auction. So there should be something for everybody. And like I said, I'm going to really try very hard to not make it dreadful and entertaining. And actually, in the last couple of years, it's gotten better and it's become more entertaining. So
you all can be a part of that too, because we're looking for suggestions. We know the old lattice days have got to be over, and we're looking for new and creative and entertaining, fun, engaging ways to raise funds for the station. So we're looking forward to you feeding back. Help us run this place. You know, help us decide where the station is heading.
Different events and that sort of thing, but whatever it takes. We're trying to look for other ways to be involved in the community.
Also, the Democracy Now! Vote ends today. So, again, if you're interested in the yes, no, or let the management decide vote on whether to bring this program back, you know, we can't put every programming decision that we make at the station to a general vote, but we're going to do more and more voting for members. And so on this particular issue, we're putting this out to the membership. If you want information, call the station. Rob, give them the station number again.
243-KIXE, 243-5493.
Thank you. Or you can go to kixe.org, and you can sign up and also get membership information. You can also not only call, but you can stop by the station. You can join today, and you can vote immediately. We'll tabulate sometime around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe, is our deadline. And then we'll have an announcement tonight right before the news hour of what the results of that are.
Well, I want to thank Phil and Ron and Miss Dawn for being here from KIXE. A lot of information going out, and we're here to support our local PBS station. Okay, again, tonight, starting at 6 p.m., we're going to be doing national, state, and local election results. Linda and I will be out. We're all running around all over town. Bad Bob's going to be here in the station talking and giving results. Also, we're going to, and then tomorrow morning, we're going to be discussing the election. So get ready to the chat room. We're going to have the chat room open tonight. So be ready tomorrow, too, to discuss what happened today. Again, my friends, go out and vote. If you haven't voted already, go out and vote. You know what? It's a mark of pride when you have that my vote counted on your chest. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.